In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Happy Thanksgiving. It is a good day to be together, giving thanks to our God for all his gifts, especially for the gift of his Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. We begin with our opening hymn, Now Thank We All Our God. Versicles on page 219 of your hymnal. O Lord, open my lips,
and my mouth will declare your praise.
Make haste, O God, to deliver me.
Make haste to help me, O Lord. Glory Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Praise to you, O Christ. Alleluia.
Blessed be God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
O come, let us worship Him.
Thank you.
of sorrow grown. First the blade and then the ear, then the full form shall appear. Lord of harvest, grant that we, oh so great and pure may be. For the Lord our God shall come, and shall take his harvest home. From his field shall in that day all offenses purge away. Give his angels charge at last, in the fire the test to cast. But the fruitful years to store in his garden evermore. Even so, Lord, quickly come to thy final harvest home. Gather thou thy people in, free from sorrow, free from sin. There forever pure and fine,
The Old Testament reading is from Deuteronomy chapter 26. When you come into the land that the Lord your God is giving you for an inheritance, and have taken possession of it and live in it, you shall take some of the first of all the fruit of the ground which you harvest from your land that the Lord your God is giving you, and you shall put it in a basket. You shall go to the place that the Lord your God will choose to make his name to dwell there. And you shall go to the priest who is in the office at that time and say to him, I declare today to the Lord your God that I have come into this land that the Lord swore to our fathers to give us. Then the priest shall take the basket from your hand and set it down before the altar of the Lord your God. And you shall make a response before the Lord your God. A wandering Aramean was my father. And he went down into Egypt and sojourned there, few in number, and there became a nation, great, mighty, and populous. And the Egyptians treated us harshly and humiliated us and laid on us hard labor. Then we cried to the Lord, the God of our fathers, and the Lord heard our voice and saw our affliction, our toil, and our oppression. And the Lord brought us out of Egypt with a mighty hand and an outstretched arm, with great deeds of terror, with signs and wonders. And he brought us into this place and gave us this land, a land flowing with milk and honey. And behold, now I bring the first of the fruit of the ground, which you, O Lord, have given me. And you shall set it down before the Lord your God, and worship before the Lord your God. And you shall rejoice in all the good that the Lord your God has given to you and to your house, you and the Levite and the sojourner who is among you. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The epistle is from 2 Corinthians chapter 9. St. Paul writes, the point is this. Whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and whoever sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. Each one must give as he has made up his mind, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. And God is able to make all grace abound to you, so that having all sufficiency in all things at all times, you may abound in every good work. As it is written, he has distributed freely, he has given to the poor, his righteousness endures forever. He who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food will supply and multiply your seed for sowing and increase the harvest of your righteousness. You will be enriched in every way for all your generosity, which through us will produce thanksgiving to God. For the ministry of this service is not only supplying the needs of the saints, but is also overflowing in many thanksgivings to God. By their approval of this service, they will glorify God because of your submission flowing from your confession of the gospel of Christ. And the generosity of your contribution for them and for all others while they long for you and pray for you because of the surpassing grace of God upon you. Thanks be to God for his inexpressible gift. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Stand for the Holy Gospel. Holy Gospel comes from St. Luke, the 12th chapter. Someone in the crowd said to Jesus, "Teacher, tell my brother to divide the inheritance with me." But he said to him, "Man, who made me a judge or arbitrator over you?" And he said to them, "Take care and be on your guard against all covetousness, for one's life does not consist in the abundance of his possessions." And he told them a parable, saying, "The land of a rich man produced plentifully, and he thought to himself, 'What shall I do? For I have nowhere to store my crops.' And he said, 'I will do this. I will tear down my barns and build larger ones. And there I will store all my grain and my goods. And I will say to my soul, soul, you have ample goods laid up for many years. Relax, eat, drink, be merry.' But God said to him, 'Fool, this night your soul is required of you, and the things you have prepared, whose will they be? So is the one who lays up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. We continue with our responsory on page 221.
Forever, O Lord, your word is firmly set in the heavens. Lord, I love the habitation of your house and the place where your glory dwells. Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. Lord, I love the habitation of your house and the place where your glory dwells. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Lord, I love the habitation of your house and the place where your glory dwells.
You may be seated for our sermon hymn 790, Praise to the Lord the Almighty.
Almighty.
Today's sermon is on the origin of the national observance of Thanksgiving. It's been inspired by a couple articles I read this last week devoted to the topic. Now we all know the original story, but why was it a national holiday? That's what is this is all about. The year 1863 had presented President Lincoln with constant military, political, and moral battles. Beginning on January 1st, when his Emancipation Proclamation went into effect, freeing all slaves in the Confederate territory, then in the spring and summer, they brought with it Gettysburg and Vicksburg, important Union victories with a steep human cost, Pyrrhic victories, they're called. In August, Lincoln met with Frederick Douglass at the White House, which contributed to the ratification of the 13th Amendment to abolish slavery. Then shortly thereafter, Lincoln suspended habeas corpus, a controversial, very controversial, wartime measure. It was in the wake of those nine relentless, eventful months that Lincoln, on October 3rd in 1863, issued a proclamation of Thanksgiving to establish the final Thursday in November as a national day of Thanksgiving. George Washington declared the first national Thanksgiving in 1789, but it didn't take. By the time of Lincoln's presidency, the holiday was often declared by northern state governors for dates scattered throughout November and early December, making it something of an impromptu regional custom. Lincoln, in a conversation with Secretary of State William Seward, suggested that the president had as good a right to thank God as a governor, agreeing with Seward that the entire country ought to share the same Thanksgiving Day. Lincoln declared it so. The holiday would be a day of thanksgiving and praise to our beneficent Father, who dwelleth in the heavens, wrote Lincoln. A little more God and a lot less football than we think of today, but nonetheless, the birth of our beloved national holiday. Between the Thanksgiving proclamation on October 8th, and then just 7 days before the national Thanksgiving was to be observed, on October 19th, between those two dates, on October 19th, Lincoln gave the Gettysburg Address in front of a Pennsylvania crowd of approximately 15,000 people. Gettysburg and Thanksgiving are just locked up together in history. Through Gettysburg, that address and his Thanksgiving proclamation, Lincoln offered a reverence for liberty, the equality of all men in the eyes of their Creator, as the first principle on which to build American unity. American unity. That's a weird word nowadays, isn't it? A rebirth of freedom would come about by sanctifying a national spirituality through shared words, deeds, and moments of pause like these. With a national Thanksgiving, Lincoln created a national Sabbath, a day of rest set apart for the country to find gratitude and grace in the midst of a civil war of unequaled magnitude and severity. In addition to giving us turkey trots and leftovers, Thanksgiving remains an annual reminder that humility and thankfulness before God helps to bring clarity to our identity and purpose as a people. This is particularly true when faith is tested and when we, too, find ourselves consumed by the tumult of the momentous events of our own time. We listen now to Lincoln's words. Washington, D.C., October 3rd, 1863, by the President of the United States, a proclamation. And I'm not going to look up during this reading, because I'm not preaching, I'm reading. The year that is drawing towards its close has been filled with the blessings of fruitful fields and healthful skies. To these bounties, which are so constantly enjoyed that we are prone to forget the source from which they come, others have been added, which are of so extraordinary a nature that they cannot fail to penetrate and soften even the heart, which is habitually insensible to the ever-watchful providence of Almighty God. In the midst of a civil war of unequaled magnitude and severity, which has sometimes seemed to foreign states to invite and to provoke their aggression, peace has been preserved within all nations, order has been maintained, the laws have been respected and obeyed, and harmony has prevailed everywhere except in the theater of military conflict. While that theater has been greatly contracted by the advancing armies and navies of the Union. Needful diversions of wealth and of strength from the fields of peaceful industry to the national defense have not arrested the plow, the shuttle, or the ship. The axe has enlarged the borders of our settlements and the mines, as well of iron and coal as of the precious metals, have yielded even more abundantly than heretofore. Population has steadily increased, notwithstanding the waste that has been made in the camp, the siege and the battlefield, and the country, rejoicing in the consciousness of augmented strength and vigor, is permitted to expect continuance of years with large increase of freedom. No human counsel hath devised, nor hath any mortal hand worked out these great things. They are the gracious gifts of the Most High God, who, while dealing with us in anger for our sins, hath nevertheless remembered mercy. It has seemed to me fit and proper that they should be solemnly, reverently, and gratefully acknowledged as with one heart and one voice by the whole American people. I do therefore invite my fellow citizens in every part of the United States, and also those who are at sea and those who are sojourning in foreign lands, to set apart and observe the last Thursday of November next as the day of thanksgiving and praise to our beneficent Father who dwelleth in the heavens. And I recommend to them that while offering up their ascriptions justly due to him for such singular deliverances and blessings, they do also, with humble penitence for our national perverseness and disobedience. Commend to his tender care all those who have become widows, orphans, mourners, or sufferers in the lamentable civil strife in which we are unavoidably engaged, and fervently implore the imposition of the Almighty Hand to heal the wounds of the nation and to restore it as soon as may be consistent with the divine purposes to the full enjoyment of peace, harmony, tranquility, and union. In testimony whereof, I have hereunto set my hand and caused the seal of the United States to be affixed. Done at the city of Washington this third day of October, in the year of our Lord, 1863, and of the independence of the United States, the 88th. By the President, Abraham Lincoln. William H. Seward, Secretary of State. Wow. Isn't that amazing? If you're in Bible study this last week, we looked at Nebuchadnezzar's proclamation. Right? Wow. Very similar to that. Amazing. I wish our leaders nowadays would issue such orders, such mandates to men. Thank God for his gifts. My friends, this year we have so much to be thankful for. While it seems there is always bad news arriving to us daily, I encourage you to thank God, for his steadfast love endures forever. Today I thank God for all of you and for your faithful service to Christ and his church. I know this past year has been difficult and demanding, but you have persevered through it all. Even in the midst of everything, the wrath we have brought upon our country because of our perverseness and our hardness of heart, even in the midst of all these things that have been laid upon us, we can give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. This Thanksgiving, we join together in prayer with all our brothers and sisters in Christ throughout this nation. We pray for our churches, our communities, our state, our nation, and our world. We pray for the righteous administration of justice. We pray for all expecting mothers and children in their wombs. We pray for the poor and the homeless. We pray for peace in our streets. We pray for those who serve and protect us, both at home and abroad. And we give thanks to God, from whom all blessings flow, especially for the gift of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, who forgives our sins, grants us life everlasting, and secures our sacred communion, better than a union, a communion, forever and ever. My friends, this world may be scary at times, but we have our God who will never leave us nor forsake us. He says, be strong and courageous. Do not be frightened and do not be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Joshua 1, verse 9. This Thanksgiving, I am thankful to God for each of you. It is a joy and a privilege to be your brother in Christ and serve alongside you in all your various vocations in service to Christ and to his church. Together, may our service to the Lord overflow in many thanksgivings to God. 2 Corinthians 9:12. In the spirit and the name of Jesus Christ, our crucified and risen Savior, I wish you and your families a blessed Thanksgiving. Amen. Amen. We continue by singing 785, We Praise You, O God. Thank you.
bed. When perils overtake us, you will not forsake us. And with your help, O Lord, our struggles we win. With voices united, our praises we offer, and gladly our songs of thanksgiving we raise. With you, Lord, beside us, your strong arm will guide us. You, our great Redeemer, forever.
Stand for prayer, which continues on page 227 of your hymnal.
Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come,
thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Almighty God, you crown the fields with your blessing and permit us to gather in the fruits of the earth. As stewards of your creation, may we receive your gifts in humble thankfulness and share your bounty with those in need. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Continuation of our prayer comes from Psalm 136. You turn to that at the very front of your hymnals. It'll be spoken responsively. I'll read the first line, and every single one of your responses is, "For his steadfast love endures forever." 136. It is there, correct?
Yes.
Okay, sometimes they do cut a few psalms out of there. I didn't check. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of gods,
for his steadfast love endures forever.
Give thanks to the Lord of lords,
for his steadfast love endures forever.
To him who alone does great wonders, for his steadfast love endures forever. To him who by understanding made the heavens, for his steadfast love endures forever. To him who spread out the earth above the waters, for his steadfast love endures forever. To him who made the great lights, for his steadfast love endures forever. The sun to rule over the day, for his steadfast love endures forever. The moon and stars to rule over the night, for his steadfast love endures forever. To him who struck down the firstborn of Egypt, for his steadfast love endures forever, and brought Israel out from among them, for his steadfast love endures forever. With a strong hand and an outstretched arm, for his steadfast love endures forever. To him who divided the Red Sea in two, for his steadfast love endures forever, and made Israel pass through the midst of it, for his steadfast love endures forever, but overthrew Pharaoh and his host in the Red Sea, for his steadfast love endures forever. To him who led his people through the wilderness, for his steadfast love endures forever. To him who struck down great kings, for his steadfast love endures forever, and killed mighty kings,
for his steadfast love endures forever.
Sion, king of the Amorites, for his steadfast love endures forever. And Og, king of Bashan, for his steadfast love endures forever. And gave their land as a heritage, for his steadfast love endures forever. A heritage to Israel, his servant, for his steadfast love endures forever. It is he who remembered us in our estate,
for his steadfast love endures forever.
And rescued us from our foes,
for his steadfast love endures forever.
He who gives food to all flesh,
for his steadfast love endures forever.
Give thanks to the God of heaven, for his steadfast love endures forever.
Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. May be seated for our closing hymn 789, Praise and Thanksgiving.
With our name.